Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Let's Talk Cobra Kai. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal. We are back for a very special episode. I know I say that a lot, but I really mean it tonight, Sal.
I think I'm more a fan of cross promotions than you even are. I think sometimes you're a little reluctant. I'm like, yeah, do it, dude. Now's the time. Go for it.
This is true. Because tonight we're talking about something. When we've done this historically one time, but there's a new show brought to you by Just Curious Media, and we're coming on to talk about said show on Let's Talk Cobra Kai. Drumroll, and that show is Into the Mystic. And this is a teaser for that. Now, what does that mean exactly, Into the Mystic? Well, it's a great Van Morrison song for those of you fans. A great, great song. I mean, like, in my top three of all time. But that's not what the show's about. The show is a co-collaboration, a partnership between Just Curious Media and the Mystic Film Festival. When I moved to Rhode Island, I got involved with the Mystic Film Festival, which is in Connecticut, but that's only like a 30-40 minute drive. Helped them this last year, their fifth annual. They're coming up on their sixth annual. It's a destination festival. It's a beautiful place. And we started talking, and the founder, Shireen Anderson, became fans of Just Curious Media, everything that we were doing. Started talking. I planted the seed initially, no doubt. But it led to us greenlighting Into the Mystic and having our first episode launch last week. So it's happening, and yeah. I wanted to come on here because this was the first podcast. Let's Talk Cobra Kai. Sal, you're part of this. You were there for those early conversations.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's amazing to have a new show, and I'd love our fans to check it out. Does it have anything to do with Karate Kid or Cobra Kai? No, but it doesn't mean it couldn't, Sal. It doesn't mean it couldn't.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to push Jason. Hey, listen, since you have an affiliation now with a film festival, surely you can have Karate Kid screenings, or surely you have enough pull now to get some screens. I mean, it's not your festival,
no,
but you are friends of the festival.
Yeah.
So I think you should go ahead and get some Karate Kid action there.
It's all in the fine print. The Karate Kid launches every festival. Day two of the festival is Karate Kid Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
No, it does not. But the purpose of this show is to bring entertainment. This is not just a, hey, the festival's coming on this weekend, be sure to check it out. No, they didn't want to do, they could do that themselves. They really wanted me and work with Just Curious and bring on, well, before I get into it, the first episode speaks volumes on the, you know, the caliber that we're going to have on this show. The first episode was me having a conversation with well-known actor Karen Allen. Now, if you don't know the name, she's in movies like Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. She's like the main female lead. She was in Animal House. That's her first movie. She's like the main female lead. She's in Starman with Jeff Bridges, John Carpenter. It's just Jeff Bridges and Karen Allen. She was in Scrooged, The Sandlot, The Perfect Storm. So she's big time. She happens to live... Oh, sorry.
Jason, please, I have to interject here for 1 second. You are pumping up Karen Allen, and I will absolutely tell you that as we speak, this very moment, there is a Marion Ravenwood action figure on the shelves.
What?
There is a Karen Allen action figure on the shelves at Target as we speak.
Oh, I thought you were going to say behind you. I was like, well, where?
No, I got to get her. I got to get her.
Well, no, we know who she is, Sal, and most people will, but I'm just, her body of work is unbelievable. And so she was supposed to come to the Mystic Film Festival last year for awards night because she was in an independent film with William Sadler, who was in The Shawshank Redemption, and he's in Die Hard 2, he's the main bad guy. So I actually met Mr. Sadler at the festival because I emceed the awards night, and Karen Allen couldn't make it, okay? So cut to conversations here and there, she becomes the first guest. Because, let me just put this out there, she's in the new Indiana Jones movie, reprising her role as
Marion Ravenwood.
Exactly. So it was like the perfect storm, pun intended on that one. Why not have her on? There's a lot going on. So we did it remotely. She lives in New England, but it's not a prerequisite to live in New England. But the festival gives us that opportunity to honor maybe someone who lives nearby or someone who's come to the festival or has a movie, you know, whatever. So it could be someone from Cobra Kai Karate Kid universe, because we don't know what they're going to wind up doing or being in. Or we choose to honor somebody. Like 2 years ago, they honored Susan Saddleman, who I think she wrote, but she definitely directed Desperately Seeking Susan. So I went to the festival having just moved to New England as just a patron. And here I meet a filmmaker who I admired. And I was like, oh my gosh. So festivals have that opportunity. Hey, we're going to honor you, Sal Rodriguez. Come on in. So I love where the show could go. Yeah, come on, because it could lead us anywhere. Like, we're in talks now with a very talented writer. His name's Peter Filardi. I hope that we get him, but he does live nearby. He's been involved with the festival before I even moved here. He wrote, Sal, Flatliners, the original, and The Craft, among other things. But it's like, wow, those are like big time. So he has a lot to share about his process and how those movies became, or how the scripts became movies, and yada, yada, yada. So many things. And so there's a high caliber of people on this coast as well who have some sort of loose tie-in. So I'm excited to see who we get along the way. So it's really akin to Let's Talk Movies, but it all started here. And I think a lot of our fans from Let's Talk Cobra Kai would find real entertainment from the Into the Mystic podcast.
And Jason, you say it all started here. To some degree, yes. To some degree, yes. But to some degree, no. Some degree, right. No. You know, for those of you who don't know the story, you know, I originally met Jason Connell when he was casting for his first documentary called Strictly Background, that chronicled background movie and TV actors. So he interviewed me to potentially be in the movie. Didn't happen. But later on, the movie is screening at various festivals. Then Jason Connell makes his own film festival. It's called the United Film Fest, which has multiple locales all over the nation. Hell, all over the world. You were in what? Dublin, Ireland, well, no, right?
We were in London. But
you were in London. You never went to Dublin.
We were close.
You were gonna do Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay. But you had London, you had Tulsa, you had Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Where else did you have? Chicago?
Yep.
Where else am I missing? San Francisco. You had a string of festivals, and I was happy to be
in
New York. And I was a mainstay host and moderator for several years of the United Film Fest in Los Angeles. Jason and I cultivated our primary relationship there. That's where we met. We met through Jason's films and Jason's film festivals. And now podcasting. Yeah. And now a podcast featuring a film festival. I'm very excited about this.
It is true. It is full circle. It is funny, Sal. You have been involved in my three big career things. Film festivals, documentaries, podcasts. Sal Rodriguez is there. Yeah,
I'm there, man.
Through it all. Through it all.
Sal was there, man. Sal was there.
My good luck charm. So here is the logo, if I may. Into the Mystic. Now, it's drawing on their logo. They already had the whales, the film festival.
Yes,
but
yes.
Then, of course, we kind of changed the verbiage, and there's the Just Curious Media logo there.
Just Curious.
That's it. So something really cool. And by the way, this is the synopsis for the show. An engaging film lovers podcast covering all things in the Mystic Film Festival universe and beyond. So it's not just there. It's also this area, Sal. It's very seaside-y. You know, that's what I love about New England. There's parts, and we live really close to the ocean here. Mystic is right on the water. Fog comes in. Ships, lighthouses. I ride my bike to the Point Judith Lighthouse, which Johnny references in Cobra Kai. I ride it there all the time. So, of course, the West Coast has it, too, up by Carmel and all that. So, but this is the East Coast version. And so, if I was still in the festival game, I would like, hey, I want to build a festival here in Rhode Island or get more involved with the Mystic Film Festival. But I'm in this lane right now, and Just Curious is my passion. And when I came up with the idea in 2019, I was like, this is it. You know, I had the film festivals, and the podcast kind of completes that. And this is a springboard to all of that. You can go talk to people from your past, you know, present or future. It's such an interesting form, Sal, and you've been here the whole time. And this, of course, does connect all of these pieces of my life. I'm very excited. We're one episode in, but it is live. Karen and I, we're going to talk for 30 minutes, Sal. we were having such a good time going through her filmography and just her non-movie ventures and everything else in her life that we had to break. She had to take another call me back, and we did part two, but I edited it, put it together. It's seamless. So I was happy that she had such a good time that she wanted to keep it going. So that's when you know you have, you know, a really good conversation. Oh, you're in the midst of one. And so I hadn't met her because it was remote. Saturday, I went to an event in Westerly, Rhode Island at the United Theater. There's a tie-in. United Theater. Mm-hmm. I'm not affiliated, but anyway. And Mystic Film Festival and the Mystic Film Institute were doing a special screening of a Karen Allen short film. And I went and I met her. You know, I'm supporting the festival and I'm meeting people, and they did a big press release on the podcast. But here's Karen and I meeting, and look in the background. Another thing bringing it full circle.
Oh.
But look behind us. You might see.
Oh, man. I wish I had my Indiana Jones action figure right now. I've got two of them.
So that was us. So we were basically in this like informal, there was a lot of people there, kind of a get together, a soiree post reception, post screening.
Wine over there?
Well, it was wine. There was some good food. And I saw that poster and I was like, hey, let's get a photo. It'll be on the website or something. And I was like, let's just do it over here. And she was game. She's such a gamer.
Jason, well, first of all, just to be clear for anybody listening, a Raiders of the Lost Ark movie poster behind you and Karen. Yeah.
Thank you for the those listening.
That's what that is.
If you go to the Just Curious Media website, which we don't do this very often on air, but you will see all the original podcasts. Of course, it all started here. Let's Talk Cobra Kai. Well, the podcasting started here, so.
Yeah. The podcasting specifically, yeah.
That's a crime. Let's Talk Movies. I'm just scrolling down, bringing the shows up. Doggone, which just recorded its fourth episode earlier today.
Holy cow, nice.
And then there's Into the Mystic.
Very
so
nice.
One episode in, we're not going to set the bar too high. They want to do a monthly show now. Knowing, though, with traction and time, I could see it going to every other week. And then you never know. As we get into the film festival, which is in October, it may be, hey, this week, can we just do them like every day because there's so many people running around? So I don't know, because when you're a part of a festival, and I know this very well, all hands on deck, this thing's coming. You got packed houses. I was there last year kind of helping out and observing, and I was doing a lot of logistics for them. So we could be banging episodes out during that time and then calm again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got the snowball effect going to happen. I'm also proud of you, Jason. I want to be clear and let everyone know how proud I am of you. You know, Jason's one of those people who arrives in a new town, makes friends, shakes hands, starts to go to meetings, starts to, you know, create a community, start to get into a community and create a community. So I think that's really cool.
I appreciate that, Sal. I don't know any other way. I was homesick for a long time, and I still have such a love for California and you and my other friends who I don't get to see in person as much. So trips are definitely happening. But what else am I going to do? It's in my DNA, my nature, to connect with others. And for the most part, I mean, I'm in my studio. Now I got my sound booth in my studio. So I'm very sufficient here, but you got to get out. You got to do things.
That's
and
true. In
doing that, you're right, led me to this venture, which I'm super excited by. And it's exciting. It's also exciting to kind of go to a festival and kind of get that feel again. There's talk that we might do some cool events together, like screening some of my documentaries and doing my own Q&A and then making that a podcast, like recording that discussion. So that stuff excites me, Sal. It truly does. And it's second nature for me, for those of us who have done this type of stuff for so long. But so that is it. So Let's Talk Cobra Kai fans, don't worry. We're going to come back, Sal and I, and talk about The Karate Kid and Let's Talk Cobra Kai stuff and everything on point. But another offering from Just Curious Media. We hope you guys come over and check it out.
And just to be clear to our listeners, just the last thing is I want to let everybody know I am not, other than a friend of the show, I am not co-host of Into the Mystic. I may make an appearance every now and again. Who knows? Yeah, but who knows? I am not. This is Jason's show, and you do not officially even have a co-host. You are the host, yes?
Yes, I am the host of the show. I will be doing the hosting. It is a partnership between Mystic Film Festival. Shireen may come on. I was saying, hey, you and I should just do some episodes, maybe during the festival time or time when you can't book a guest and you want to catch people up. And she's really good, and we could talk movies. We could just talk about things. So I'm sure there'll be times that we're, you know, I'm having her on as a special guest. Yeah. But for the most part, yeah, I'll be running things, and I hope smooth sailing ahead. I'd love to have a lot of episodes. The more people you talk to, you get out there, and it just enriches your life, and hopefully it's fun content for fans.
I think it's great, and you definitely got your hands full, Jason.
I definitely have my hands full, that's for sure. But fans of the show, Let's Talk Cobra Kai, you guys are amazing, first and foremost. But if you haven't done it in a while or ever, 5-star rating, the little click of the button, does wonders for the show, for the brand, because a lot of this is just pre-revenue. It's blood, sweat, and tears. And your patronage, and it means so much. And if you want to go one step further and leave a review, that's amazing. And Sal has a tip for you to save time if you wanted to do so.
Jason and I have been pondering the possibility of a person using ChatGPT to leave a 5-star review or to leave a review. Right, you don't need to use ChatGPT to just to leave a 5-star rating.
No, just click the button.
But to write a written review, is it possible to use ChatGPT to write a favorable review for Let's Talk Cobra Kai for Apple Podcasts? Hey, someone out there, try it.
Test it.
See if it works. And you know what? How about this? Change my opinion on AI, because otherwise AI can be kind of scary. So if you can use it for something cool like that, hey, change my mind.
Absolutely. And again, justcuriousmedia.com, where you can get it all. If you don't want to mess with platforms, you go old school. Sal even does this from time to time, or most of the time. You can just stream all the episodes from all the shows right on the website if you just don't want to deal with apps, which I do, but some don't. And of course, we have the YouTube. So the YouTube, if you want to watch it unedited, you know, we don't touch that version because it's just too complicated. So it's its own little thing. Do that as well. But that's all I got, Sal. Anything else? Otherwise, you have your famous last words that you stole from John Kreese.
No mercy.